This third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. The Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. Lots and lots of dances going on November the 9th. There's a dance in Port Angeles, second Saturday dance. They're doing one this year, this time. Don't know why, but they are. And that's at the Black Diamond Center. All their dances are at the Black Diamond Center, so be sure and show up for that. If you're living in the Port Angeles area, one in Bellingham at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium. They want you to not wear any scents. They have some chemically sensitive folks there, so try and steer clear of the chemicals when you're wearing, you know, wear more natural deodorants and things, and skip the perfumes and stuff. They're asking you that. They're not telling you. They're asking nicely. Alrighty. They also want you to bring bring your own water containers. They provide the water. That way we're not throwing water bottles in the land dumps, okay? So in the landfills. So bring your own water. Bring at least your own container, and the water will be there. Alrighty? Second Saturday dance in Yakima at the Broadway Grange. They're really pumping this whole second Saturday dance, and it's looking good, looking good. And also a second Saturday dance at the Rockford Grange out there in the Columbia Hood River area, the Columbia Valley Folklore Society. They're doing their second Saturday dance at the Rockford Grange out there on Barrett Road. Speaking of dances, and I didn't have a chance to do this last week because of the way the 60 shows all fell out, Illinsburg has started theirs again at the Hal Holmes Community Center. Theirs is a first Saturday dance, and they had it last week, and I wanted to inaugurate it, and it just couldn't work out. But congratulations to the folks in Ellensburg for doing that first Saturday dance and keeping that thing rolling, okay? So when they have their first one in December, you want to be sure and show up and support that thing. That would be like December 8th. That would be December 8th. So check that out. This first Saturday dance in Ellensburg, whatever the first Saturday is. Maybe it's the 7th. Alrighty, that's it. Dances. Second Saturday sing along in the Tri-Cities. The second Saturday sing along happens every second Saturday. It's been happening every second Saturday since about 1998. Show up with songs to sing and remember their songs to sing. So if you're an angst-ridden singer-songwriter, unless you got really singable angst, make sure that you show up with stuff that people can sing. It is a sing along. And keep that in mind. Very, very rarely do people do solo efforts all the way through. You need to set it up so that people can sing with your stuff. At the Round Table Pizza Parlor there. And I think it's the Round Table in Richland. And it's a nice little place to do a good sing-along for the second Saturday sing-along. Okay, here's Heidi Muller and Bob Webb's schedule up through November. And we'll start working on December a little bit closer to the end of the month. November 15th, Heidi Muller and Bob Webb at Lear's Pub there in Enterprise, Oregon. Nice little place, actually. And that's the Tunesmith thing. Then on the 16th, they will be in the Tri-Cities at the Unitarian Universalist Life Church on November the 16th. On the 23rd of November, they will be at the Damon Barn there in Uniontown. Great place to see Heidi and Bob. That would be awesome. And that's happening again on November the 23rd. And then on November 30th, they will be in Seattle at the Finney Ridge Folklore Center there that the Seattle Folklore Society does. Heidi Muller and Bob Webb. And the music's run out. I just want to say one more thing. Don't you be forgetting now, this whole weekend is the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. It culminates the whole festival season. It's a wonderful little festival. Show up for both days. You need to do that because there's so many, many different acts. Kevin Brown is playing Sunday, tomorrow, if you're listening on Saturday. Kevin Brown, who has a show is his show before mine? No, it starts out the Folk Hour there in Spokane Public Radio. They're doing a live radio show on Saturday at noon, so it's probably just starting. And all kinds of the whole region. This one really does cater to the region. And they do a nice job. The Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. Strongly, strongly support it. Always have supported a two-day one. And so in order to keep that two-day one a total reality, be sure and show up on Sunday. Saturday is a zoo. And if you don't like zoos, show up on Sunday. It's a lot less zoo-ish. And there's just as much good music. Alrighty? So the Spokane Folklore Society Fall Folk Festival. Alrighty. Where am I at here? Love this song. This song was written on a trip to the Palouse. I'm driving through Othello and around that neck of the woods. Heidi wrote this many, many, many years ago. And Bob Webb's cello adds a whole new dimension to the thing. Cassiopeia, Dance with Orion tonight.
Somewhere east of Othello, I saw her black velvet gown, strewn with thousands of rhinestones, and the North Star there in her crown. Cassiopeia, dance with Orion tonight. Cassiopeia, with the silvery light in your eyes. Orion is the bold hunter, the sword of three stars he does bear. He beckons the lady to come to his side. Your majesty, rise from your chair. Cassiopeia, dance with Orion tonight. Cassiopeia, with the silver light in your eyes. Cassiopeia, dance with Orion tonight. Cassiopeia, with the silver light in your eyes. Cassiopeia. dancing tonight.
Heidi Muller and Bob Webb. The song is called Cassiopeia, which was the title cut of her third album, actually. And they re-recorded it with the cello, and it's quite nice. They will be again at Lear's Pub on November the 15th. That's this next Friday. And they will be in the Tri-Cities at the Unitarian Universalist Life Church there. That's on Sylvester Road there in Pasco, I believe. Yeah, Sylvester Road. And be sure and show up for that and see Heidi Muller and Bob Webb on the 16th of November. And then the next weekend they will be at the Damon Barn in Uniontown. So that's it with those folks, and we'll hear a little more from this album next week because it's such a good little album, Cassiopeia. Boy, just love that song. All righty, where are we going with Mr. Joel Mavis here in this wonderful banjo album, Peppers, Ghosts, and Other Banjo Visitations is what it's called. And this is a nice little story. This is the kind of thing that Joel Mavis does so well.
There's a land beyond the river that we call the Sweet Forever, and we'll only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll cross the portals to dwell with the immortals when they ring those golden bells for you and me. This old hymn doesn't get sung much anymore, but I still like it. Has an unusual story. Wasn't written by a preacher or a Bible scholar, but by a banjo player and an old-time showman with an exotic name, Dion DeMarbell. But everybody called him Dan. A man of mystery. We have no pictures of him. Born in 1818 in the south of Spain, but said to be French. He did speak several languages. As a young man, he went to sea on a whaling ship, but somehow, out on the ocean, he wound up in the American Navy. Dan was a man of many talents. It was said he could pick up any musical instrument and play it by ear. And at the drop of a hat, he could speak with great eloquence on any and all topics. He was a ventriloquist, magician, actor, band leader, and clown. He was a drum major in two great wars, first for the U.S. Navy in their Mexican adventure, then again for the Michigan 6th Infantry, when Mr. Lincoln called for the volunteers. After that, he worked in both opera and minstrel shows. The latter is where you would have heard him play the banjo. He was the head clown in the famous Bailey Circus. That's before P.T. Barnum weighed in. And later, helped Buffalo Bill Cody start his Wild West show, where Dan organized the music. He made and lost his fortune several times, wrote and published dozens of songs, but this is the only one anybody remembers. And it's his only hymn written in his old age. He ended up in poverty, living in Illinois, just west of Chicago, in the little boom town of Elgin, there on the Fox River. Those Elgin folks just knew him as poor old Dan, the Civil War vet, who sang in the Methodist choir and called square dances. Till one day in 1896, Buffalo Bill brought his Wild West show to Elgin. They paraded into town like they always did. Old Bill Cody riding high and handsome in his buckskin coat. He spied old Dan standing there on the sidelines, stopped the parade, went over to shake his hand. Gave him the seat of honor at the show that day in a special chair in front of the bandstand. Then afterwards invited Dan to dinner and drinks in his private railroad car along with Annie Oakley and the other stars of the show. The people of Elgin were rightly amazed that this no-account old man numbered his friends among the high and mighty. Dan died just a few years after that, in 1903. There was no money for a fancy funeral. The Veterans Organization paid for a plot on the edge of the graveyard, and the Army provided a small stone. It reads, Drum Major D.A. D. Marbell, 6th Michigan Infantry. And there he lies today, in the Bluff City Cemetery, in Elgin, Illinois. And there he would be forgotten, like so many others, if it weren't for this one song. So I like to sing it with a banjo, and I like to think somewhere in that far-off sweet forever, there's an old minstrel man who just might hear my banjo ringing. There's a land beyond the river we call the sweet forever. We only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll cross the portals to dwell with the immortals when they ring those golden bells for you and me. Hear the bells a-ringing, can't you hear the angels singing that glory hallelujah jubilee? In that far-off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, where they ring those golden bells for you and me.
When Gorby was hungry, he used to hide in a cellar the rats monopolized. And, like a robber in a park, he'd crouch behind full jars of wine and inside vats, waiting to pounce on well-wined rats. Thank you.
three thin dimes. Count them out now.
Joel Mabus there, three thin dimes from his album Pepper's Ghost and Other Banjo Visitations. And he was out here, oh, I don't know, 7 or 8 years back, and I wish I could have seen it because he doesn't tour that often. He doesn't tour out here that often. And he's just a master of all things acoustic as far as Americana music goes, from swing to old jazz, to new jazz, writes his own material, collects really good material, has two wonderful holiday albums out, and he's been doing it now for many, many, probably since the early 70s. And he's just the ultimate aficionado. He's right up there with people like Harvey Reed, you know, and folks like that that really understand wood and that really understand the value of old songs, of songs that need to be passed around. And he sings a lot of them. And this last album is a tribute to the banjo. This is his, kind of his second tribute to the banjo. The album that came out right before this was an album of American traditional songs. And what can you see? Things like Sweet Betsy from Pike. Wonderful songs like that. Joel Mabus. The album is called Pepper's Ghost and Other Banjo Visitations. Before that, Brongain Griffin with help from Jerry O'Barron. This is a kind of a multi-instrumentalist. She's pretty good, and she's worked with the likes of Kevin Burke. In fact, she's got him reading little snippets of poems and things about cats on this album. The album's called Under the Ginger. And, yeah, this is pretty good stuff. And I really like the fact, and, you know, there's some things I don't care about Jerry O'Barron's guitar work and his songwriting and stuff. But what I do like about what he does is how he incorporates the 12-string guitar into Celtic music, and he's a strong, strong proponent of that, and he's very good along those lines. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. Email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047, and I will get back to you. And if you're riding on your combine or doing something like that or in your car, don't go calling me now. Pull over. All righty? We're taking a break. We're coming back. Hang on. Hang on. Hang on.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from Festival Dance, announcing Ballet Folklorico, an expression of culture and folklore with live music, costumes, and dances of Mexico at Beasley on Sunday, November 17th at 7. Ticket information at festivaldance.org.
Mostly cloudy today and tomorrow with some patchy fog. High temperatures today, 45 in Moscow, 51 in Lewiston. A chance of some rain tonight with lows in the upper 30s, and tomorrow's highs will be in the lower 50s. The week ahead will be mostly cloudy with an off and on chance of rain and mild temperatures.
passed away. And the folks down at the pub wanna know how you've been. I know they'll ask, but I don't know what I'll say. When I get to Brussels, I'll think of the Lou and the 3 nights we spent in Amsterdam. Killed you if you hadn't been so sweet. Oh, if we could just have stayed right there back then. So goodbye, Barcelona. Goodbye, Birmingham. Goodbye. My share of wishing for true love. I've
made my prayers to the Lord in bold. She said, what you're asking, no way, no how. So, darling, you'll do. Right here, right now, is all that we ever knew. If you want to contemplate the philosophical point of view. As for Einstein, one and one makes two. So, darling, you do. You do for later, you do for now. You do in a pinch, the kind of pinch I need and how. Our love will bloom like the rain follows the plow. So, darling, you do. Our love will bloom.
Just beyond the rise, I see.
Martha Scanlon from this wonderful album of hers. I think she only has the one. She's got an album out with some other folks. She started building my mansion in heaven today. She was with the old, Real Time Band, whatever the name of that band was, that was in the Cold Mountain soundtrack. Good stuff. Good stuff, Martha Scanlon. How about one more bluegrass classic here? Lester Flatt and Bob Osborne.
Drink store for you. I don't know where he knows it or not, but we're going to get Bob Osborne and Lester Flatt to sing Someday We'll Meet Again, Sweetheart. What do you say? Huh? Let's get Lester Flatt out here. Come here, Flatt. Come on, give him a nice hand, boy. This is a rarity here.
Thank you.
know, I'll tell you what's good. I never seen nothing like it. Oh, my goodness. Bob Osborne said that was a big thrill for him, and I know it was a thrill for you all, too.
Well. I hope they have fun congratulating each other, but it was pretty cool, actually. Bob Osborne and Lester Flatt. Bob Osborne gets a little underrated sometimes, the bluegrass thing. The old-timey thing, great singer. The whole Osborne brother thing was pretty cool. And they had a lot of songs that are sort of classics now that people sing all the time. Remember that? What was it when they did the Miss Those Georgia Piney Woods? Wonder if they miss me. Oh, shoot. Ancient Home of the Cree and the Cherokee and Me. Huh. All righty, well, Heidi's in the background. That means something. It means we're done. It means that we've had a good time here doing all kinds of stuff. Didn't get to everything I wanted to get to, but we got through a lot of stuff. We did. Okay, don't you be forgetting now. Tonight, Second Saturday Dance is all over the place. Second Saturday Dance in Bellingham, Fairhaven Library Auditorium. Second Saturday Dance in Port Angeles, the Black Diamond Center. Second Saturday Dance in the Mount Hood area at the Rockford Grange out there on Barrett Road. Second Saturday Dance in Yakima at the Broadway Grange. A Second Saturday sing-along if you don't want to dance in the Tri-Cities at the Round Table Pizza Parlor there in Richland. All out of Second Saturday. But the big thing is the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival at Spokane Community College. Not Spokane Falls now. Spokane Community College out there on Mission and Green. And that's happening now, even as we speak. And it'll happen all the way through 5 o'clock tomorrow. So you want to show up that Sunday one. I think that one still needs a lot of support. Get out there on the Sunday. A lot of good acts going to be there on Sunday at the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. Heidi's talking about the highways and the freeways and things. Email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. And I will get back to you. I want you folks to have fun making good music. I want you to enjoy everything that good music can give you. And take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about a year living in the past, get moving and move forward. We'll see you next week now. Bye.
We appreciate you spending part of your Saturday with us at Northwest Public Radio, your NPR and classical music station. It's a minute before 2 o'clock and time for the Thistle and Shamrock with Fiona Ritchie. I'm Bruce Bradbury. Support for our programming comes from the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. The new online master's degree in strategic communication offers graduates a chance to upgrade their skills and to further develop as responsible professionals. Classes begin in January 2014. Details at murrowonline.wsu.edu.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. Online at nwpr.org. Support for Northwest Public Radio comes from the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. The new online master's degree in strategic communication offers graduates a chance to upgrade their skills and to further develop as responsible professionals. Classes begin in January 2014. Details at murrowonline.wsu.edu.